Hi, here we are. Another episode for you. This is with Sophia Vestek, who I am purely, utterly obsessed with. I think she knows this, but yeah, I am just beyond obsessed with her. I just think that she is like the coolest person ever. Like, you just see her, right? And she just like radiates just like cool. And I think that I just respect so much the means by which she lives her entire life and just her entire persona. Not even want to say persona because it's just her as a person, but it's just like the air that she gives off is like, it's just the vibe that I want to have. It's just so cool and confident and like, I don't give a fuck about what anyone else is doing. Maybe I'm assuming that, and I apologize, Sophia, if that's incorrect, but that's the vibe that I get from you. And we kind of talk about it a little bit in this episode too, but, and because she kind of has that air of just like, I'm going to do it my way, that's what she does. And then everything she does is so original and so authentic and like beautiful and heart and gut wrenching. And yeah, I just loved being able to sit down and talk to her. I feel like anytime I'm just like in her presence, I'm like, it's an honor to be here, to be completely honest. So, yeah, I hope that y'all enjoy this episode because, I did a whole lot and all I ever want to do is hang out with her, and it's impossible because, you know, being an adult, it's so hard to have any kind of consistent hang time and relationships with people. But, she's just one of those people that I want more in my life. And I think you will too after this, and please go listen to her music. Go listen to it. It's amazing. It's amazing. I have no words. So yeah, hope you enjoy this one.
Talking to normal people.
Okay. Recording? Okay.
Excellent.
We are. Oh my God. Run away.
Okay.
Oh, perfect.
Go hang out with Steven.
Who's Steven?
Our cat.
That's what I assumed, but I love that. That is my dad and my brother's name. Steven, yeah. Steven. Go hang out with Steven.
He didn't get a lot of time and attention the last couple days.
Oh, so he's like needing it?
He needs it.
Yeah. Is he a cat that like likes the attention?
Oh my God. He needs so much snuggle time.
Really? Like, oh my God. Yeah, I feel like that never happens.
He's a snuggler. Aww. I go down there and I present myself and he is immediately like, on me.
Oh my
and
God.
And just like,
just like, yes,
yes. And
oh my
like his
God.
Paws on my face and he's just like,
oh my so God. Cute. The little paw on the face. Oh my yeah. God. That makes me think of like my nephew when he was a baby. That was like always like, it was just like the little tiny feel of like a little tiny hand on your, like your cheek. Whoa. Or like your back or something. Oh my God. Amazing.
So cute.
Yeah. It's adorable. But hi.
Hi.
Thank you for doing
this.
Started? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's pretty, that'll be how we start.
Okay.
Like, it's
okay,
like,
bye.
Thank you. Okay. It'll be, this is like the ultimate chill is cool. Like what I'm trying to explain to people. Also, I guess this is kind of a fun episode because this is my first one out of the usual studio. We are in your home studio and home and performance space and all of the things that this space is. And you just had a show last night.
We did.
Okay, so you want to talk about that a little bit? How'd that go? Because we're in Troy Listening Room right now.
We are in Troy. Yes. Listening Room, aka where I live.
Yes. Aka my home.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, it was really fun. It was a beautiful show. You know, you never really know, like, first of all, what the turnout's going to be, or, you know, how the music's going to be received. But we're really lucky here because we have... I mean, I'm biased, but we have an amazing community and audience of people that show up just because they know the space and they know us. So they're coming, you know, whether or not they know the musicians, which to me is kind of ideal. And like last night we had two touring acts. Usually we have at least one. Oh, well. We like to have a local act also on the bill, just, you know, for audience and whatever. But last night was two touring acts and we still had an amazing audience. And like, you know, most of the people didn't know who the groups were. They just came to hear it, you
it's
know?
Huge.
And I feel like that to me is like the goal.
Yes.
Like people coming just to like have their minds opened in some way and just experience something together. Like that's it, you know?
Oh my God. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's like all I ever hear about what happens here. And like you literally were just telling me your next show is like, you have a dancer coming with like, I'm like, what? Like that is amazing. Like, I'm like, who else is doing that? Like, I don't know who else is doing that.
Yeah.
So that is incredible.
I mean, we're, you know, it's sort of by design, but we're very flexible here, and you know, we can kind of configure the space any way that we need. And you know, we're not like, this is not our source of income, so we're not just relying on, like, we're not, you know, a full-time venue, so we're, yes, not relying on ticket sales to just like fund things the, yeah, way that, you know, other kinds of spaces would be.
Yeah.
So, you know, we can be pretty flexible with the things that we bring in here.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's really just like, it's whatever feeds us creatively and our audience. And we're like, okay, let's do it.
And is that not like the sweetest spot to be in, of just like, okay, we don't need the money. Like, there's no like need, there's no grip, there's no like attachment to the thing. It's just like, oh, we can make this whatever we want because like, we have the flexibility to do that.
Absolutely.
Oh my, yeah, God. That is like, that's perfect. Yeah. But I feel like you're also just really good at that, at being like the person who's just like, I'm just going to do it the way I want to do it. Like, I look at you as a person who like just does that. And I think it's like amazing. Like, you're just like, no, like, fuck whatever anybody else has done. Like, I'm doing it this way because this is how it feels like authentic to me, you know, yeah, which I like love.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, it wasn't always like that. Like, it's definitely taken time to, you know, to get to this point of knowing what it is that I do want to be doing and the things that do feed me in one way or another or not. And, you know, it takes a while to get to that point, I think.
Yeah.
And I think everyone gets there at different stages, and it's definitely, you know, a spectrum, of time there. But yeah, like, I know right away if something is like good for me or not.
Yeah. Like, you can, I literally can like just feel it in my body that I'm like, yeah, this is right or this,
yeah,
is wrong.
Yeah.
So I'd love to hear you speak to like, what's the right thing and what's the wrong thing for you? Like, what have been, you know, it's a very broad question.
Very broad question. Yeah. Yeah. And it, I mean, I don't know. It really depends on the situation, but like, yeah. I was actually just talking about this with some of the musicians last night. Like, there's so many different reasons to do a project or take a gig or whatever. Like, sometimes it's money.
Yep.
And I mean, often it's around money, but not always. And like, sometimes there's like, I did a show earlier this year where I knew I wasn't going to make a lot of money. But I took it anyway because it fulfilled other, you know, like creative, needs that I had, and yes, it was with a friend, a very dear friend, and I was like, okay, I'm doing this for this friend, and I, you know, I love, like, this is a good situation.
Yep.
And it's like, okay, I am okay not making money from this show, and like, yep, that is okay.
Yep.
So it's, yeah, it's always a dance like, yeah, that. Like, is this gonna be worth it in one way or another?
There's the thing that people say where they're like, pay people project, right? Where it's like one of those three, it has to fulfill like, a lot of people say two of the three, right? Because it's like, it's either like, payment's really good, but maybe the people in the project suck, but I'll take the payment. And then it's like, okay, but maybe the people are really great, but the payment and the project is like, meh. Or it's like, the project is fucking awesome, but yeah, I'm losing the other two. So it's like, I definitely operate in a very similar way. Someone just asked me the other day if I'm picky about the gigs that I pick. And I was like, yes.
100%.
Yes.
We have to be, yep, you know? I mean, I really think like, you know, our work is... I mean, it's our work, like, it's our, mm-hmm, artwork, and it's sacred, and we have, yes, to be, we have to just think carefully about where we put that, you know,
yes,
and I'm not going to just like place that willy nilly. Like, it has to make sense for the work and for me.
Yeah. And especially I feel like I can sit in a bar and like sing covers in the corner, like whatever, like it's fine. But like, I feel like I could never do that to you. Like, I'm just like if someone did that to you, I'd be like, who did that to her? Like, who did that? You know, but you would never do that to yourself. So it's like, and it's just like, cause your music is just like, I don't know. Like, okay. So this is what I was going to tell you that I told you I was saving for the podcast. When I'm reading, I usually like silence. But when I'm reading fantasy books, I always just put your music on shuffle.
What?
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My gosh.
Like, that's so my funny background noise. It's amazing. Like, it is perfection. Like, I'm like, I can't believe I haven't told you this either. I don't know why. And then all of a sudden I was like driving over here and I was like, oh my God, I have to tell her. And then I was like, I'm going to tell her on the podcast.
Cause it's so funny.
It's like,
yeah,
it's perfect. like, it's just like, there's something so like mystical and magical about it. It just fits perfectly. And then there's also this kind of magical thing that happens on shuffle. That's just like, okay, here we are in the war scene. And then like this song is like, duh, duh, like a little bit more like picking it up. And then like, oh, here we are in like maybe the more like romantic part, or maybe the, like the part like post-war. And I'm like, how is this all like fitting? Like it's all just fitting and it's amazing.
Yeah.
So thank you for being the soundtrack to my fantasy novels.
I'm honored. Yeah. Wow.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Truly. Because I just feel like, and there was another question I wanted to ask you, because this is amazing to me. Clearly, like I title my songs off of my lyrics. Like, how do you come up with your titles? I'm sure a million people will ask you this question, but I'm just so curious.
That's a great question.
Oh.
There's no kind of one way that I title my stuff. I work pretty abstractly. Like all of my music starts very abstractly, just improvisational at the piano.
Yeah.
Always.
Oh, cool.
And like, I'll come up with a seed of an idea and just kind of start playing around with it. And that's how I write my music. Mm. And sometimes along the way of like, you know, through that improvisational kind of composing process, you know, I'll start to get like ideas about what it feels like. And then that'll lead to a title, but honestly, a lot of the time it doesn't, and it still is like very abstract. And and there'll be this period where, and sometimes I'll be performing these songs like multiple times and not have a title for it yet.
Mm.
And then like, it'll either come to me like kind of later, through that process of just performing it and getting to know the music. There have been times though, where I have just like slapped a title on something because I was like, I just need to have a title. And then this like magical thing happens too when I've done that, where like I start to associate the music with that title, and it like it makes it sense.
It starts
to make sense.
Oh, I love that.
So yeah, I think it is weird though, like as a, you know, purely instrumental, more abstract music, like, you know, I think about this too. Like I also don't want a title. Like I wanted to give it just enough as a way in for someone, but I also am happy for someone to like take that and then just completely have their own experience with it. So I don't. Yeah, I don't know. It's always a balancing act that way. But
yeah, that's like I don't know if you care about him at all. I know people have very strong opinions one way or the other, but Jacob Collier always talks about like his music and just like people like being like, oh, well, like what's the song about? And he's like, never wants to talk about it because he's just like, I'm just going to let you interpret. Like it's your interpretation. Like that's, I put it there to be your interpretation.
That's very, yeah, I agree. Like I really dislike when someone's like, what's this song about? And I'm like, what? It's about nothing. Like it's, no, really, like, you know, and like I have, like, you know, through performing my music and recording it, like I start to have like very strong associations with it. You know, but it's like very abstract and emotional, and like,
yes,
you know,
it's so emotional.
Yeah And I'm like, I can't, you know, I don't even know how to talk about that. Like it's really, and
but that's the thing. Like, that's why you then put it into piano, right? Because it's a bigger thing than what words can say.
Yeah. And I always think about David Lynch. I don't know if you're a fan of David Lynch. But
I don't know David. I like know of David Lynch, but I'm not like a David Lynch.
But like he famously never talked about his films or work like at all. Like people would ask him all the time, like, what is this about?
Wow.
Like, what's happening here? And he's just like, you know, why, like, that's the reason that I made the film, is that's the answer. The film is the answer.
Yep. Like, yep. Know? That's it. Yes.
And I feel like that's so, like, I get that 100% when someone's like, what is the song about? And I'm like, if I was a writer, I would write. Like,
yep. Yeah.
But I'm not. I'm a musician. So this is where that came from.
Yes. Oh
and
my God.
All of the answers are there. Just go listen to it.
Right.
You know?
Right. Like, what does it make you feel? That's what it's about.
Exactly. Yeah. Like literally. Yeah, exactly.
Two things. One, I do want to ask you about just like when you're writing, do you ever like cry while you're writing? Like, is that an emotional thing for you as it's happening?
I don't think I've ever cried when writing, but
I do.
Yeah. Like, no, so I do that more when performing, honestly.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. Mm. But no, not during writing stage, but like I'll be, you know, in a way, whatever that way is.
That like the state, the like writing state.
Yeah.
But like, what is your writing state like? Cause my writing state is like, I'm like a little troll in a dungeon, like like writing that, like I get like, I remember like when JP and I first moved in together and I was writing, he came home like in the middle of me like writing a song. And I literally like was so into this thing and I'm like writing these lyrics and I'm like getting like, I'm crying and I'm like writing and I'm like trying to figure out piano. I'm like getting like, and he like walks in and I like look at him and I was like, oh my God, what just happened to me? Like, where did I go? What just happened to me? Like, what do you like, how does that look for you?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like I said, it's very playing based.
Yeah.
So, and I don't write stuff down.
You
until,
don't
no like
you remember it all
yes
oh,
I mean
shit.
I also record a lot
okay yeah
yeah like I you know early stages it's voice memos and I'm just like record you know I'm just like improvising on the piano and I'll just record on my phone or whatever and then like when it actually kind of turns into a little bit more of a thing I'll you know do like a demo recording just to kind of keep track of what the thing is but yeah no it's I don't know. It, yeah.
If you play something one day, do you, if you don't record it, do you remember it the next day?
Sometimes, sometimes not. Yeah. Or like I'll remember like the kind of seeds of it, but not like exactly how I did it. And then, and then I'm mad at myself that I didn't record a voice memo, but I'll just kind of like keep playing, you know, and it's like whatever. But yeah, no, it's especially the early stages of writing. It's so like I can't even, you know, we have a big place here. And if Sam is like downstairs, even in a place where I know he can't hear me, I can't do it. I'm
like, oh, I understand that.
Like, I don't listen to me. Like, don't perceive me. I need to just like be in my own world.
Yes.
You know, and it feels so vulnerable and like. I feel so self-conscious. And then like when it kind of gets to a little bit more of a state where there's like, you know, a thing happening, then it's like, okay, maybe I'll play it for Sam or I'm like, okay with him kind of being around.
Yes.
But like,
you can be around now.
You can be around, but still like, no, the early stages, I'm like, get out. Like, I need the entire building to myself.
I honestly like really wholly understand that. Like I feel that on a soul level. Cause it's just like, there is, it's like the vulnerability. And to me, it's just like embarrassing. Like, I'm like, I don't know. Like sometimes I listen to my voice memos and I'm like, the fuck was that? Like my voice is like doing some weird thing. And I'm like, if anyone heard these, like I could be blackmailed with these. Like they're so bad. Like it's, I'm like, oh my God, it's terrible.
Well, and I don't know if you feel this, but like when I'll have something that I want to like share with Sam for the first time and I'm like, okay, you know, just, and I get so nervous.
Yes!
I'm just like,
yes,
it's so crazy. Cause like, you know, he loves me. He has heard literally everything that I do. Like he knows everything. And still I'm like so nervous play that for the first time.
100%. I'm like, there's this person that I have been vulnerable in every single way with and who obviously like loves me so much.
Yeah.
But it's just like that thing where I'm like, okay, like, and we do it for each other too. Like even when he has to show me something new, it's that whole thing of just like, it's like the person at open mic who's like, well, I was like a little sick this week and I haven't really got a lot of time to practice. Like, and that's us. That's like what we do to each other. Like, and he looks at me and he's like, well, like, I don't really know. And I'm like, just play it. And then I go to do it. And I'm like, I don't really know. And he's like, you just did this to me 5 minutes ago. Like, just play it. And I'm like, I just can't. Like, it's like, it's so nerve wracking, especially when it's like in its infancy and I'm even just like unsure about it where I'm like, maybe this is something, but like, maybe it's not. And I just like need someone else's ears.
But that's, you know, an incredible moment for a song when it, like, as soon as someone else hears it, even if it's like, you know, a partner, it suddenly then it becomes a thing,
feels real,
right? It becomes a thing, and that's a very vulnerable moment, like,
and sometimes too, because like for me sometimes it'll be like, oh, I'm writing this song about him, or like, or like we were at the grocery store one day and I saw this guy that I used to date and he's a kid now. And I was like, and then it just like, I got home and I was like, oh my God, I like, I'm having like a writing, a feeling like I need to write. And so then I sit down and I'm writing this song about this other guy. And then I'm like, hey, I have this song. And then I'm playing it for him. And then he's like, is that about the guy we just saw at the grocery store? And I was like, no, Yes, like very much so. So then there's also like that too, because my songs are like so like sometimes like painfully like I'm very blunt and like blatant mm-hmm. with my lyrics. So mm-hmm. it's like there's no guessing what it's about, you yeah. know? So then sometimes like playing that for him is like, okay, just like we'll just let this go for a minute. But yeah, so it's because I've always just used songs as like processing life, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah, yeah, it's wild. That's so funny. Do you guys ever write together?
No.
Are you both just like very solo people?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know how that would work. Like, mm-hmm. But I, you know, we collaborate so closely on like everything. Like, as soon as, you know, I have a song, like I'm playing it for him and we're, you know, we're thinking about how, you know, the sound design of the song or like other elements, layers, like I'm working with him on a record right now.
Because
he produces all my stuff and yes. it's like, you know, so we collaborate very closely in all the ways, just yep. not at the like writing stage.
Yes. Yes. Oh my God. That's so cool. Do you guys ever like ask each other just for like if you're like stuck on a part or anything, do you guys ever like lean on each other in that way?
Oh yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. And like, I would 100% like if something isn't working in a song, or even if I don't know that it isn't working and he's like, I don't know about this part, like, you know, change that or think about changing that or whatever, you know, yeah. I definitely take that to heart. Mm-hmm. So,
whenever JP says something like that to me, I immediately just shut down. I'm like, no, you're just supposed to tell me it's good.
We are not here for feedback.
I know, correct.
Not accepting feedback at this time.
And then I'm like, ugh. And my whole heart's like, I'm like, this song is terrible. You hate it. You hate me.
Oh my gosh.
Immediately, yeah, it's really traumatic. But also I wanted to talk to you about, so like, what is this thing that's happening in the city with like the dancers and your music? Like, what is going on with that? Like, is it?
Oh, like before?
Oh my God.
While
no.
back?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I guess it was a while back. It feels like literally like I saw it on Instagram like 2 days ago. I'm sorry. But I just haven't seen you. So I'm also like, what is this? Because this is amazing and fascinating and like beautiful. And I've watched everything you've posted about it. Like I've watched all the reels and everything. I'm like, this is incredible. Because that's like a dream. Like,
yeah. A choreographer, she's based in Texas, but yeah, a choreographer just found my music mm-hmm. on Spotify, which I did not think was possible. Don't get me started. God. I was like, how? So anyway,
don't get me started.
Like literally the one good thing that has ever come yeah. out of Spotify
yes.
for me oh was her God. Finding my music. And yeah. she just like reached out of the blue and asked if she could choreograph something to my music. And I was like, okay. So yeah, we just basically made a licensing agreement between the two of us. And yeah, it was beautiful. I went down to the city and
oh
she used
God.
Three of my songs, and it was kind of like a 10-minute dance work with
oh
three
my
of my
God.
Songs. Yeah, it was really cool. Oh, and then wow. she commissioned me again to basically like make a new score, but it was kind of, it's a little hard to explain, but I re-recorded some stuff for her. And then she did another work with that as well.
No so, way.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Did you ever think like, did you ever see anything like that happening with your music?
Yeah, I've collaborated with dancers in the past and,
oh, cool.
and it is a really fun thing. You just like hear your music in such a different way. I went to a rehearsal of the work early on. And like they were still learning it, you know, and whatever. So she was counting out beats at one point.
Oh.
And, you know, dancer beats are
yeah.
like so different. And
Very.
She's counting the beats. And I was like, this is dead on, but like not at all
nope.
how I thought about this
yes.
music,
yep.
you know? And it's
I
like
love that.
So cool that someone has even like thought about my music in any kind of technical way.
Yes, yes.
You know, much
yes.
less like created a new work around it. But
oh my God.
Yeah, it was a cool experience
so cool.
to hear it like that.
Like for her to just be like, I heard your music on Spotify, and like imagining just like I'm imagining like her in that moment being like hearing it and being like, like I need to create something with this, you know? Like that is like to me that's like the highest praise. I don't know
it
I
is.
Would take that like
yeah.
I'd be like, oh my God, like
yeah.
okay, like I'm never peaking. Like it never gets better than this. I don't know. But I feel like you've also had a lot of cool like opportunities like that happen. I don't know. I just feel like you've done a lot of cool different things. Has there been like a favorite one?
Oh, I mean, I don't know. Like, I guess just kind of projects wise, like the music video that I made for my track, The Seas That Made Us, was definitely a highlight for me.
That was so cool. I saw that before I even knew like who you were. Like, I remember I was living at my parents' house. So this is like pre-COVID. And I like saw this and I was like, who is this? What is this? I'm obsessed. Yeah.
It was just such a like beautiful experience, like making it, like, you know, really good friend, directed it. His partner was the choreographer. The dancer was a friend, like, and then we had these neighbors and friends that were like kind of extras in the video. And, you know, we were, it was just like such a lovely day. I mean, it was like horrendously hot. It was like 98 degrees.
And you were wearing like a vest. Weren't you wearing a vest in that? Or were that was in like the most recent photos I saw of you.
I don't
know. You were
wearing
like a cool fur vest. I was like, oh my God.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's because it was very cold. I know. Okay. It's so funny. I'm only make videos in extreme weather. So. But yeah,
it's the only time. I will only perform under extreme circumstances.
But yeah, it was like extraordinarily hot. Oh my God. Dancer was like running. We filmed it in slow-mo.
Wow.
And slow motion. And like it was a continuous shot. So we had to do full takes.
Oh my God. Yep.
So this poor dancer is dancing in like extreme heat outside. And it was just so like all of it was so crazy. But like I don't know, the friends and the love, like it was like such a good experience, you know, like it just was so beautifully collaborative and I think it came together really nicely. And that, yeah, I love also our neighborhood. I'm obsessed with our neighborhood. And so like getting to film that here in our back alley and like, you know, waving at neighbors as we're like dancing in our alley. Like,
yes.
It's, you know, it sounds silly, but like that's the kind of thing that just means so much to me.
Yeah. Oh my God. No. Cause I feel like that completely makes sense to me because like more than anyone I know, you are like a community based person where you like even the show you had last night, like you're just like creating a community here. And you're also just like one of these like most supportive people for like local music I know, like on a such a genuine level, in a way that like last night you said you had like a bassist and a pianist here, just like I'm like, oh my God. And you had a room full of people, like that really goes to show just like what you're doing, you know, because like I know like the Park Theater is having trouble filling a room for stuff like that, for acts like that aren't just a bassist and a pianist, you know?
Yeah.
So like, and that also I think speaks really highly of Troy, because I did like the Luna show in January and I haven't really played in Troy a lot. It's one of those things that I'm just like, oh, I never knew all these pockets are actually so different and like separate from each other. It's really interesting. Like Glens Falls, Saratoga, Troy, Albany, like when I first started coming around, I was like, oh, well, it's all just like Capital Region. And then I was like, oh, no. Like there are pockets. And I played the Luna show and I have never felt so held by an audience in my whole life.
Wonderful.
Like I was just like, what is happening right now? Yeah. Like I was like, oh, I can be as weird as I want and I can talk about the weirdest shit and they're going to come right with me.
Yeah.
So like, I think you're also, it's like right place, right time, right people. Like you just are doing the right thing for the right reasons in the right place. And like, yeah.
Well, and it helps that we live here, you know, and I think that's a big advantage for us and maybe potentially what other venues don't have.
Yeah.
So like we're invested in our neighborhood, you know, and like we know our neighbors, we know, like, you know, we're walking around. So when we are hosting a show, like people are coming because they know us and they know that we are invested in them and the neighborhood.
Yes.
And like, I've played at venues that are struggling to bring an audience. And I feel like part of the problem is that they're not really like in their community. Like people aren't coming because of the venue, you know?
Right.
And I don't know that there's any like magic formula, but I do feel like us being residents here is a big part of that.
Yep. Huge. Definitely. Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah. I love that. Yep. And I just feel like you're also just like, you are like this weird amalgamation, is that a word, right, of like the most like intimidating but also approachable person I've ever met in my life.
That's so funny. I kind of love that.
Yes. Because like you, because you carry yourself with this air of just like, you're just like, I'm going to like I was saying before, like, I'm going to do this my way and that's how I'm going to do it. But then also like then we sit down and talk and then you're like, I'm like, yeah, the name of my podcast is Two Normal People. And you're like, that's so funny because like, what? And I'm like, right. Like, you're just also this like, you're just like as goofy as all of us. But you're like, I don't know, like, but you take your craft, like, I feel like you take your craft seriously and you take stuff like this seriously. And I just feel like I have like so much respect for you. Like, oh,
that
so
really means
much.
A lot. And actually, I will say that I feel like a kind of guiding principle for me, and I don't know that I always live into this, but I feel like a guiding principle is to take the work itself very seriously, but not to take myself seriously. And that's not to like keep bringing it to David Lynch, but I feel like that's another David Lynch thing. Just like, you know, take the work seriously, like the craft, the experience of the work, whatever it is. You know, all the elements, like, they have to be right. You have to take it seriously. Mm. But then you also have to, like, remove yourself in a way from that equation. And because as soon as we start taking ourselves too seriously, yes. I feel like is when it goes awry. Like, we can't, you know, we have to, like, have some humor. We have to understand that, like, we are not important.
Right. Like, yeah.
You know, work might be important, but we are not important. God. Like, there are so many bigger things than just our little selves.
Right. Like doing this thing. And it's so hard because like, there's that thing where you're always just like, oh, well, I'm the main character of my story. So it's like, you know, I have to do this and it's me and it's like, whatever. And I feel like maybe that was me like a couple of years ago where I was like taking myself so seriously in it, where I was just like, well, like I have to do this thing and I have to do it this way and it has to look like this and it has to be whatever. And like maybe just in like the last year or something, I've been like, actually, I don't have to do that like that at all. Right. Yeah. And like I can still be like me.
Yeah.
And like, yeah,
it's a balance for sure. And it's hard. Like it's really hard. Like if you take your work seriously, I think it's really easy to just like start placing yourself at the center of that.
Yes.
And like you have to a certain degree, but yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think I'm always kind of adjusting and I don't know that I'm always successful at it, but like that's like what I think about when I'm doing my work is like how do I take this work itself extremely seriously?
Yeah.
Because it does have the potential for like really big impact, you know, like we have to take that seriously and like we're taking
that.
Up. And we're taking up space and time. Like if I'm going to go do a show and have, you know, 50-100 people there, like I don't want to waste their time.
Correct.
You know, like they made the choice to be there
and like paid money and
they paid money to be there. So I need to take that really seriously.
Yep.
But like, you know, I don't have to take myself seriously in that process.
Yes.
You know,
I think it's a good reminder of just like being a conduit for the thing. Right. And like, I think that I forget about that because I really do get caught up in the like, oh my God. And like, that's where like my anxiety of the show comes from, where I'm like, and even to the point where like afterward, I'm like, it's so hard for me to go and like speak to people after a show because I'm so like spent emotionally after like being on stage. I'm just like, I'm done. Like I'm over it.
Yeah,
but then it's like, but then it is that thing where you're just like, but like, I don't really have to take it that seriously. Like I don't know, you know?
Yeah.
So that's a really good, God, I love that. That's like such a good reminder. Oh my God. You just like, you just flipped a switch in my brain.
It's hard though. And I feel like it takes work. Like I feel like I'm always thinking about it and like kind of assessing, you know, how I'm interacting with people or venues or whatever it is. And just like, just thinking about it. And
because I feel like Erin Harkes reached out to me to do something, to do the Lena go round. Mm-hmm. And I just asked her like, who else is on the bill? And she was like, oh, and I was like, oh, am I sorry? Like, and she was like, oh my God, no. Like, what a great question. And I was like, yeah, I've started, like, it's these little things that like, I like 3 years ago wouldn't have even thought about asking that. Mm-hmm. But now I'm just like, I know that like, when I play somewhere, it's like, okay, now my name is associated with that place and those people. Or like, even when someone hits me up and they're like, oh, hey, like, can you play this gig? I'm always like, always kind of like, hey, can you hop on a phone call? Cause like, I don't really want to go somewhere new and not know who I'm dealing with, because like I've had just, it's too many horror stories at this point.
Yeah.
Where I'm just like, no, like mm-hmm. what the, like I fucking, I set myself up for this. Like mm-hmm. I did it to myself and like I made a mistake and like I'm not making that mistake again.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so hard though. Like even, you know, you ask all the right questions and you, yeah. you know, you do put it together
God,
and like,
so true.
You know, things can still happen.
Yep.
But yeah, no, I mean, it's, I think it's good.
Like, yeah. 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 Just to like, kind of like, dot the I's, cross the T's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's huge. And especially, I mean, like, and you have your travel piano now. So do you feel like that has opened up like more opportunities? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I'm planning a tour right now for September and
oh my God, yay.
Yeah. And oh like, God. I'm, you know, booking venues that I, or places, whatever, that I would not have been able to book because yep. I literally don't have a piano, or like mm-hmm. I'm one of the shows is going to be an outdoors show.
Mm.
Would not have been able to do that
right.
before, you know, like, right. so it's definitely, like I think I'm still figuring out how to book with it because like mm. the possibilities are so much bigger than I have ever, that have ever been open to me.
Yep.
Like I reached out to a museum, a gallery and was like, would you be interested in a show? And they were like, yeah, it's like, oh, this is not even a venue. This is like a gallery, an art gallery, you
awesome.
Know, and
mm-hmm.
like, okay, that's a great cool. space for me. Like,
yes. Yeah. How have you been like booking it? Like, are you just kind of cold reaching out to places? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of a combination. Like I'm reaching out to contacts that I have and,
mm-hmm.
Various people, but some have been, you know, just cold
yeah.
emails and, you know,
dope.
It's yeah. It's luck. Like 100%
yeah.
luck.
Like
whether they even respond or if they're interested, it's just like,
yeah. Yeah. It is like, it's tough. Like I feel like I get asked that a lot. Like, how do you get gigs? And I'm like, I have never gotten a gig that I've reached out for.
Yep.
Like every gig I've gotten has been like them reaching out to me or happy accidents or whatever.
Yeah.
And so whenever people are like, oh, do you have like advice for booking? I'm like, I actually literally don't.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think it's really, really tough and like getting harder, I think, book venues where you have no like connection, you know, because I think just like purely logistically, I think venues and presenters are inundated with booking requests.
Yep.
So like it just feels like luck in a lot
yep.
of ways if you just kind of manage to squeak through and that they actually listen to your stuff and actually connect with you, you know,
because
more often than not I feel like your email isn't even getting opened. They're
100%.
Not gonna, like, maybe they'll look through and make a quick judgment if you're right or not,
yeah,
but like probably aren't gonna actually listen to your music,
right,
you know,
right,
so
right
yeah and like most of the time I'm not getting any response.
Yeah.
And then, you know, occasionally like I'll email a venue and they'll write back and just be super enthusiastic, but it's just, it feels, you know, it just feels like a crapshoot. Like you just never know.
Yeah.
So it's like, you just kind of have to put yourself out there because otherwise nothing will materialize.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, and I think that's another way of just kind of letting go of the seriousness. It's
yes.
like, I, you know, it's like someone either connects or they don't.
Right.
And it has
right.
nothing to do really with me as a person. It's
right.
just like, yeah.
Right. And so when you go on tour, does Sam go with you and like, we'll do all your sound. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like great. I feel like that makes tour really fun. Is like having your person. Cause that's what I think about too. I'm like, playing a couple of shows like out in Western New York. And I was like, if I was doing this by myself, this would suck.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, this is so much more fun, like with your person, I
yeah.
feel like. Yeah.
Yeah. And having, I mean, I feel extremely lucky to have Sam because, you know, there's so much to worry about with performing and touring, like not having to worry about the sound is
huge. Yep.
Huge. Like,
yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like what a blessing. I do think about, it's funny. I think about like all, like, there's a handful of us like over the Capital Region who are like all dating other musical people, but we all have very different, like the pairings are all very different, like in how we like work with or interact with our partners or like whatever. And I'm just like, I like love just seeing how everyone's musical relationships are like so different. I'm like, I love it. I think it's so sweet. But cool. So I feel like, we're probably at our time, but I literally could like talk to you all day. And also because I was like doing this, and then I was like, you were like one of the first people I reached out to, because I was like, I just want to talk to you. Because I was like, I feel like we keep trying to make plans and they just keep falling through. So thank you so much for doing this. Like, thank I appreciate you. This so much. This is like so fun for me. And I just like, I guess, I don't know why this question keeps like dropping into my brain, but do you have like a piece of advice that someone gave you that like kind of changed your path, or flipped the switch in your brain, or whatever? Does anything like jump into your mind at like a time when you needed it?
Honestly, no.
Love that.
Yeah.
That's also like just like you like fucking plowing your own path, girl. Like, oh my God.
For better or worse. But you know, I think about this sometimes, and like I've had some really wonderful teachers, but I don't feel like I ever had like a mentor. Mm-hmm. Or like someone that was kind of doing similar things that I could like reach out to and ask questions. Like
That's so funny. JP feels the same.
Yeah. Sam definitely does. And like those relationships are, well, one in particular is really important to him. And like, he still reaches out to him if he has a question about something. And like, that's a really wonderful relationship for him. And I did not have that. And like, there are aspects of my creative life where I'm like, okay, I'm doing this in spite of, like, as in, how do I put this? Like, I have arrived at this point, like, purely because it is the correct place for me. But, like, I had never had someone kind of point me in that direction ever, you know? Mm. So, yeah, it's sometimes I'm sad about that. I'm like, oh, it'd be nice to have, like, someone that I look up to.
Yes, 100%. Yes.
But, you know, it is what it is. And like, I'm also getting to an age and a point where I'm like, I could do that for someone else.
Yeah. Like, you know, I was just sitting here thinking that, like, looking at you being like, oh my God, but like you might not have that, but I think you are that for a lot of people. Like, I feel like a lot of people look at you like that, which is huge. Yeah. Like, yeah, absolutely. Like, I feel like I'm sitting here like, teach me your ways, you know? Cause I'm just like, I just want like, the vibe that you have going, and just like the way that you present yourself, I'm just like, that's fucking it, dude.
Yeah.
Like,
well, and I was just talking to one of the musicians here, was here last night. We had a whole long conversation about ASCAP. And sorry, I know you're trying to end.
So. No, it's totally fine. But like, I don't care.
Yeah. We had this whole long conversation about ASCAP, and I was telling her like what I do with my performance notifications, and like how that has turned, that sometimes is a really good source of income. And she was like, oh wow, I don't do that. And then she was like, you know, this is so important. Like, musicians just kind of helping each other with these like things and tricks, and not even tricks, just like how to get by and like, you know, helping each other with these resources. And I'm like, yeah, like this is literally all we can do, like, is help one another.
But
because
it's
funny. Is so hard. Like, there's no reason not to help each other.
Right.
Like, I'm not taking away work from someone else. Someone else isn't taking work away from me. Like, we're all our own person. So let's just share ideas.
Yeah. Which is like so valid, and in practice seems like, or in word seems like, of course, but then like you put it into practice and it's like, I feel like even just like around here, it happens so much. There is like a very gatekeepy vibe to certain things. And I'm just like, why are we doing that? Mm-hmm. Like, what is the point of that? Mm-hmm. Like, I've never really understood it.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it comes from a place of fear.
Yeah.
And just like this kind of scarcity mindset, like
that,
you know, that there isn't enough to go around or something, you know? Yep. But like, the truth is everyone is so different and doing their own things. Like, you know, it's silly. Like,
yes. And I like, I remember listening to this podcast once, and this girl, she was a stand-up comedian, and she was talking about how she would like look at other people's careers and just be like, but I want that. Like, why don't I have that?
Mm-hmm.
And then she was like, but if I had that, I'd have to have like everything else that goes along with that. Like, literally everything that has happened to them in their life, I would have to have that to be at that point.
Exactly.
And I was like, oh my God. And that like completely changed my brain about just like being jealous. I was just like, no, but actually like I like my music and mm-hmm. I like my voice and I like my life and my person and like the home we've created, like mm-hmm. all of these things are like honestly matter more to me than like that stupid gig.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Well, and I think like there can be aspects of someone else's career that we want to strive for, yeah. you know? Like they played a show at that venue and I really want to perform at that venue. Okay, mm-hmm. great. Like it's, you know, and then try to book that venue. Like,
right.
When it becomes like, I want their whole thing, it's like, that's not helpful because yes. you can't.
It's
have
like
that
debilitating,
thing.
Actually. Yeah.
Yeah. But mm-hmm. I think the jealousy aspect too, like I try to reframe it as like, you know, being inspired by that thing, you know, mm-hmm. and it's like, oh, wow. Okay. Like that pianist or whoever that I look up to has just done that thing. Okay. That's something that I want to strive for. Like yep. I'm inspired by the fact that they were able to do that.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Yes. Because yeah. it is just like, again, I don't know why Jacob Collier is coming up again, but he has this thing where it's like people, there's like this thing that you think that you can't be your full self because like you'll take up too much space or you'll like whatever, or you end up dimming someone else's thing. But it's actually like if you are your like best, fullest, brightest self, like it just allows everyone else to also be that. So like,
exactly.
And that's the abundance thing of just like, we all actually should be just like lifting each other up because mm-hmm. by tearing each other down, it's like actually only hurting all of us. And like
yeah.
you probably most of all, because like, it's just like that
exactly.
type of shit. You swallow that type of shit you swallow gives you cancer. Like,
yeah, it's absolutely. Like, it's so true.
Yeah. You and hold like, that, those feelings. It's like, that's terrible for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. Well, cool. Thank you so much.
You're
this
welcome.
Was so great. I love this vibe. I want to record everything in here.
Okay. Sweet.
Okay, great. So I'll see you next week. I'm interviewing Julia, so.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I mean, which will be fun. I know, honestly, actually, I'm like, wait a minute.
She lives like we'll 2 blocks away.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I haven't seen her in too long. Oh yeah, I saw her at the Eddie's because I'm like squatted down in the aisle like and I'm like looking at you guys like, hi. And you're both like, looking at me, and I was like, they can't like, see me. You were like, I'm violated by this person waving at me in the dark.
There's always that moment where you're like, I want to respond, but I'm like, not sure how.
Yes,
like,
yes.
Who is this?
Yes, I was like, I swear it's just me. I almost like got back to my seat and like texted you, and then I was like, I'm just gonna let it go. Because, like, goddamn it, I'm a weirdo.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Oh, yeah. But thank you so much. This was lovely. I appreciate
this
it.
This was really fun.
Cool.
Talking to normal people.